60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
I'm trying to take a look at my life right now, and I can't believe that as a guy my age, for 20 minutes now, I've been talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship with Abby.
It's the best. It's just, it brings joy. It's a fun topic. They are, I think, the pinnacle of Americana, and I think that's what people really attach to when they see them.
There is a better outlet for this kind of talk, though, and it will be tonight at 6:55, and we will do it with you.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12!
Podcast.
So yeah, the New Heights podcast is released tonight. If you don't know what the New Heights podcast is, Abby?
The New Heights podcast is hosted by Chiefs star Travis Kelce and former Eagle star Jason Kelce. Of course, they are brothers. Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. For all intents and purposes, it's a football podcast. So we are really living in a weird parallel universe where a Taylor Swift album is being announced on the number one sports podcast in the country.
But even if you're not into Taylor Swift at all, even more than that, this is the first insight we get into their relationship. Watching them together, interacting together. Why are they with each other? They better cover all that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I mean, come on. All right, so we want to do this with you tonight. Abby's going to host this thing, and then Kristen and I are going to be her sidekicks.
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream on our Facebook page starting at 6:55 p.m., so be there prompt so we can start the chatter before we actually get started and watch the magic go down on New Heights.
And as they're talking, we'll chat with each other as well. So it'll be fun tonight, man.
It'll be a really good time, and I want to hear all of your theories, if you notice any Easter eggs in the background, because people have already started picking that apart in the New Heights set. They're like, I saw that, and that means that. And I'm getting so many screenshots that I feel like a crazy woman. I have like a map in my apartment being like, what does it all mean?
It'll be on Facebook and Instagram tonight, so you can catch us on either one tonight, 6:55.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like if a Taylor Swift reporter had an official uniform, I would be wearing it today because I am currently donning my limited edition Folklore Mad Woman tee and my Tavis Nation hat, which I ironically purchased 2 years ago just because I was a fan of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And here we are 2 years later, them announcing TS12 on the New Heights podcast. Now, with a big album release like Taylor Swift's 12th album, you are going to hear Swifties talk a lot about these things called Easter eggs. And when you hear us talk about our theories and we talk about what Easter eggs mean and how they're attached to certain albums and certain releases, we sound like insane people. But I'm about to take you down the rabbit hole, quite literally, to show you just how far in advance this woman has been planning for this specific album. And it first all the way goes back to October of 2022. And the reason we know that this is an Easter egg is because of a clip we all have been watching and sharing with each other from Jimmy Fallon when she released Midnights in October of 22. Here's how far in advance she says she has been thinking about planning for certain releases.
And so that's when it started. But when it got out of control was...
yeah.
Was when I started to realize that it wasn't just me that had fun with this, that they had fun with it too.
Oh, yeah.
And I should never have learned that because then I couldn't stop. And then all I started thinking of was, how do I hint at things? Like, how far is too far in advance? Can I hint at something 3 years in advance? Can I even plan things out that far? I think I'm going to try to do it. There was the first time that we did a crazy video like that was a video called Look What You Made Me Do. And I started playing with doing nods to former musical eras I've been in my career and all kinds of weird stuff for them to just go through the video and be like, that over there, what's that? What's that? What's that? Does this connect to that? What does that mean? What is
I do that.
Really?
Yes.
So She does this a lot in her music videos. And so in October of 22, again, I sound like an insane person. She released a music video for a song called Bejeweled. It was on her Midnights album. And in this album, she is dressed as what? A showgirl. Not only that, I'm going to tell you how far in advance this woman has been planning. So in October 2022, Bejeweled music video, dressed as a showgirl. In 2022, in her anti-hero music video, she is once again dressed as a showgirl and she has star tattoos on her face. The same shape star that she has on her face, she has been using in the TS branding for this album. And we're like, oh my God, she has been planning this album since then. In December 8th, 2024, when Taylor Swift ended the Eras tour, she had orange fireworks and an orange stage as she left through an orange door on the screen. Orange is significant because it is the color of this album.
Now that one makes the most sense.
Yes. In 2023, she also did a music video with Ice Spice where they had these lightsaber things where she had a blue one and Ice Spice had an orange one. And these are the colors of the album. In 2024, she also did a music video for the Tortured Poets Department where there was like smoke leaving the two typewriters in the colors of, again, the TS12 album, orange and blue. A year ago, on August 12th, she was spotted wearing an orange and blue plaid outfit with a designer purse that was called Tuesday. When did she announce TS12? On a Tuesday. That was also August 12th. Okay. She's been thinking about this for a while.
Okay, has she been thinking about this for a while, or are these things that are congruent and people like you, Swifties like you, go online and attach all this, but it really wasn't part of the strategy?
No, because she does this. She does this. And more recently, she also posted a video of herself inside of the Hard Rock Stadium. And we were all wondering, like, what does this random video mean? She's holding her cat. She's walking to a Glorilla song and she's standing in front of section A12. What month is it? August. What date did she announce TS12? The 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, because she said she gets enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. So I guarantee everything Abby listed was on their list of Easter eggs. And I saw a woman of my generation being like, why are Taylor Swift fans freaking out today? New album announced. Why is the color orange important? And I'm wondering, is there obviously the Easter eggs are why, like, she decided the color of the album is going to be like this bluish teal orange, bluish teal and orange. So these are the colors that have been signaling what's to come. But is there any other connection with those colors besides that's the colors I decided this album's going to be 3 years ago. And these are the colors that I'm going to showcase for my Easter eggs.
My personal opinion is that the color orange she chose because she needed to choose a color she hasn't used yet. Because before she even started dating Travis Kelce, the opening act of the Eras tour is For Her Lover Era. And again, her ensemble, they have like these big fans that look like the things that Vegas showgirls use, like these big sort of shell-shaped fans, if you will. And those are orange and also kind of a purple that she's also been using to tease this album. So I personally don't think it has any association to Travis, but a lot of people think, well, Travis is on the Chiefs and Chiefs is red and gold. And if you mix red and gold together, it's orange.
No.
I don't think this has anything. I mean, I love the coincidence. I think it's perfect timing, but I think she's been wanting to use orange for a minute, especially because a lot of Swifties feel like she scrapped an album called Karma back in 2015. And we've all been waiting for that album. And I think she's like, well, that album actually doesn't exist, but I'll give you an orange album instead.
There's a lot to unpack. I always used to say that I would love to sit in on brainstorming meetings at Disney World because you can think of anything and it can be on the table, right? I would love to sit in on one of these or two of these brainstorming meetings when she's got clearly a group of people around and they are picking which Easter eggs they're going to use over the course of the next couple of months. It would be fascinating just to watch the whole progress.
So fun. Like, I honestly think there are so many tie-ins between like how Disney works. Like, I do feel a little bit Disney adultish when I talk about Taylor Swift, because in terms of like the storytelling and like even just the little details that she pays attention to feels a lot like how Walt Disney runs Disney World and his movies and like the hidden Mickeys and stuff. Like, she learned from the best.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
We're going to take a minute here in a second to help out a special ed pre-K teacher at Lake Forest Elementary. And then we're going to get into the entertainment buzz. What do you got?
We're going to be talking about Travis Kelce's GQ cover and why I think he should have never done it.
Okay.
You didn't like it? We'll get to it in the e-buzz.
We'll get to the e-buzz.
Clear my wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help clear your wish list.
Yeah, she's a special ed pre-K teacher at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. We do not want her paying for one school supply. Can you help her out?
Hi, my name is Catherine Griffith. I am a special education teacher working in pre-K at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. Last year, unfortunately, the school that I had taught at for over 10 years closed. This school was so near and dear to my heart because both of my kids had gone there. I knew all the parents, knew all the kids. It was a wonderful place to work. We had to find other jobs. Luckily, my principal took me with her. Lake Forest is in Sandy Springs. It is a Title I school. I am working in an inclusion pre-K class. That means we have 6 kids with IEPs and 12 gen ed students. This early intervention program is so important because you can change the entire trajectory of a student's life. We work with students who have communication needs, who have behavioral needs, and students that have communication needs. These students need help learning how to regulate behavior or encouraging communication. A lot of the items on my list help us help them become more involved in the education process. They're amazing kids and just need a little extra help. Thank you for considering me.
This is such a special wish list because I always go to the wish list and check out what the teachers have put on there for purchase. So there's weighted lap cats for calming and comforting. So they sit crisscross applesauce and they put this weighted cat in there like a cozy cat to help calm them down. There's a sensory activity board. And then there is a sensory sock. So it's like this little cocoon that they can put themselves in so they can shut out loud like sound and light. And then there's also a bright autism hugger pillow. So it's a special pillow relaxing tool that helps with their anxiety when they're in class. Like these are the type of items that are on her list.
All right, so maybe we rely on our special needs families today because you guys know what goes into this. Maybe you guys can buy an item or two today, or the rest of you guys that would really like to help out. Catherine, again, special ed teacher at Lake Forest Elementary in Sandy Springs. We would love to clear her wish list today, and you can find out all of those items right at thebirdshow.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I will say, it is kind of refreshing that we are living in a world where the big football star on the Kansas City Chiefs is being referred to as Taylor Swift's boyfriend and is being photographed in his underwear on GQ magazine and being labeled America's sweetheart.
All right, to connect to the first thing, yeah, he's sort of embraced that. In the podcast that I have listened to on New Heights, he kind of laughs about it. Like, he knows this is kind of his role in a lot of cases.
And I think he loves that. And he mentions this in his GQ article that a lot of us have just been absolutely geeking out about because, of course, we chop at the bit anytime we see him talk about her or her mention him or do something cryptic or show up to one of his games. He even says that he gets to do these things. Like, I get to be a plus one. I get to show up to this event. And he's learning that, you know, people are watching him now in a different way. And that sometimes when you go to something like, yes, of course, it looks like we're just partying. But while he also needs to show that he is being a supportive boyfriend in certain ways.
I'm looking at the photos
of him. If you haven't seen the GQ cover, it is objectively hysterical. It is very much Travis Kelce. More Travis Kelce than it is GQ.
So that it's him on those water boots or whatever that's shooting him up into the air.
Yeah.
And so he's like levitating.
Oh, I see it.
And then also like the giant poofy, like, I don't even know what kind of hat you call that. But it's the one for me because he's like in a swamp, right? There's one where he's in a swamp with his waders on, his overall waders. And that big poofy hat, and he's holding some kind of designer bag. It's just so random.
I do want to know what the creative direction was, because some of them make sense for GQ. Like, there's one of him looking very sultry in the ocean, and he's got a cowboy hat on. I don't fully understand what the point of the cowboy hat is, but he does look good. And then again, the big poofy hat with a cane while he's in a swamp or holding a Birkin.
He'll probably explain this tonight during the podcast that you'll be hosting. But you're not hosting the podcast. You're hosting the listening party, right? Me too. He'll explain this tonight, but I'm sure he went into that and said, look, I'm just not a GQ guy. Like, although I do think that he has had a lot of fashion sense over the years.
Well, yeah, no, there was, what was the spread? Was it Vanity Fair that he did a spread for that was like, yummy.
Oh, wait. I don't think I've seen those photos.
Oh, yeah, yes, you have.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Travis Kelce, Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, fashion has like sort of been a priority for him, but I think in this particular phase of his life, when GQ comes calling, he's like, yes, I will do it. I just don't want to take myself too seriously.
He does have a really interesting sense of fashion. He's had some outfits where I'm like, that was a choice, but I do love that he puts effort into it. Like, you can tell that he does enjoy fashion and he enjoys that part of his career of when you have like a walkout moment and you're walking into the locker room before a game. He's clearly picking out his outfits in a way that's trying to make a statement fashion wise. But some of these other photos, very interesting. There's a photo of him with a snake. Mm-hmm. I can't tell if this is AI or not. It does look a little bit fake, but props to him if he's actually holding the snake. There's a photo of him in pantaloons with a backwards hat, frat boy style. It's an interesting creative direction for sure, but it's fun. And that's what we love most about Travis is he's just a fun guy.
He doesn't take himself too seriously. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take himself too seriously. Taylor Swift is a better woman than me. This would have given me the ick.
It would have not. Was going to give you the ick.
He's in like Hanes boxer shorts.
That's the thing, though.
In his rocket ship boots.
I think that's so funny.
It's Florida. Yes. It is funny.
I think it's more endearing than ick.
But what is really beautiful is the actual interview that he did with GQ where he just talks about why they took off. And there's been a lot of speculation that the way they got together, which of course is him pitching his phone number to her in a friendship bracelet and showing up to the show. A lot of people think, oh, that was just a PR move. Mm-hmm. And they've actually been dating this whole time, which wrong. He actually comes out and kind of denies that in this interview. He just says, nothing I've done has ever been a controlled, organized process. When I say it, referring to their relationship, was so organic. We fell in love. Just based off the people we were sitting in a room together with, which is just so cute. We're two fun-loving people who have made the morals to appreciate everyone for who they are. We share all those values, and it just kind of took the bleep off.
I didn't realize how hairy he was.
Yeah, he's kind of grizzly.
He is a grizzly man.
A lot of women like that kind of thing,
dude,
man.
Bart's been bringing the grizzly for 20 years.
Yeah, he has, man. I'm like one of those hairless cats. I can't stand body hair, man.
Would you let us glue a bunch of hair on your chest to see what you would look like if you were like had like a full-fledged like chest of hair?
Oh my God.
So I trim everything. I don't like shave it or anything, but it's nicely manicured, I must say. But it's been so long since I let it go, I can't even remember what it looks like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you would let us get like, you know, synthetic hair and like glue it on you to see what you would look like.
Sure.
a la Travis Kelce.
Okay, sure. I'd rather that than my natural hair, which is coming out gray now.
Yeah.
I don't want gray chest hair, so do what you gotta do.
Oh okay. My God, I'm just thinking of the Reddit page right now. Oh my gosh, Christian has been dreaming about this for so long.
Right. I know, right?
She's been picturing him with a big hairy chest.
She just wants to get him with his shirt off so she can touch his chesticles.
Yeah. She just wants to touch him.
You're on The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Burt, since you are so invested in the Taylor Swift universe now, you are going to be joining me on the live stream at 6:55 p.m. on Instagram and Facebook talking about the New Heights podcast and Taylor Swift's new album, TS12, The Life of a Showgirl. I thought it was only fitting that as the newest Swiftie in the studio, I induct you on behalf of all the Swifties and tell you and give you the Swiftie starter pack so you can be ready for this album cycle.
I am being knighted?
You are literally being knighted as a Taylor Swift fan.
I promised myself when I walked in the studio this morning I wasn't going to cry.
First, the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Then, the ambassador at the Atlanta airport.
Yes.
And now this.
Yep.
You are about to be knighted with the four sacred artifacts of Taylor Swiftiehood.
Okay.
Today, we gather here in this most hallowed space, the Burt Show Studio, to welcome a brave soul into the order of the eternal Swifties. First, I bestow upon you the sacred shirt of song. Wear it with pride so the world may know you have pledged loyalty to the one true lyrical queen. This is the limited edition Tortured Poets Department t-shirt I got from the promotions closet.
Okay. You walked all the way down the hall and got that?
No, Mikey.
Mikey walked did. All you the didn't way. Even do that. Oh. Okay. All right.
And the lyric on it says,
I love you, it's ruining my life, which is just because that's the last shirt we had left in the
promotions closet. I can wear this for the rest of the show?
Yes, you can wear it. Okay, next one. Next. The pills of perpetual vigilance.
The what?
The pills of perpetual vigilance. They're caffeine pills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're caffeine pills.
For give the nights that bottle to Kristen.
These are for the nights you must stay awake to decode cryptic Instagram posts, count Easter eggs in music videos, or wait for the Ticketmaster cues that test both your patience and your soul.
What is the longest you have stayed in a Taylor Swift queue?
So I've only done it once because I didn't have big girl money until the Eras Tour. And I sat in that queue from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
What?
I know, but it was worth it.
What?
I know. It was so long.
I've been in one of these queues one time. And was it the same kind that I was in where you can literally see somebody? There's like an avatar that's walking.
Yes. And it just sat there and sat there and sat there. And thank God I had nothing to do at work because I'm just sitting in my office like, when am I going to get into this freaking queue? And then finally at like 3 p.m. after sitting there for 5 hours, I got in.
I will take your caffeine pills.
Okay, the next. The tissues of tears unending. These will serve you when you hear a song with lyrics that feel oddly specific to you and you start to wonder if she's secretly watching you or when she drops a surprise album at 2 a.m. without warning.
I will take those. Here has been my disconnect with Taylor Swift. As you guys already know, I like music that's upbeat and just has a vibe and a beat and makes me feel good. That's why my musical palette is so simple. It's Flo Rida. It is Pitbull. If it has a beat, I love it. I haven't been listening to lyrics.
But that's why I think you're going to like this album, because I think this album is going to be a series of pop bangers. Okay. I think the last one was not your speed. Understandably, it was about a very niche experience that most women have. Whereas this, I think, is going to be nothing but nonstop pop music.
I think I proved my point earlier this morning where I play music in studio every morning just so there's something going on, satisfies my ADD, and it's got a good beat, right? And I said to Abby this morning, I put a Spotify list on of nothing but Taylor Swift songs. Songs, and they were just so slow that it was ruining my vibe. And I'm like, Abby, can you find a list that has some upbeat Taylor Swift songs? And I still haven't heard it yet.
I mean, I've been over here, but then I have to tune in audio for certain things. And yeah, it's a whole thing. Anyway, okay, last sacred artifact. This is the bracelet of the bond eternal. It is a friendship bracelet. Wear it. Exchange it and know that you are forever a part of a glitter-covered army that spans continents and time zones. By the power vested in me by the International Council of Swifties, a.k.a. me in the group chat, I hereby declare you Sir Swifty of the Realm, defender of bridges, protector of lyric interpretations, and sworn enemy of Scooter Braun. You must delete him from your contacts.
Mm. He already did that.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not talking about Bert. I'm talking about Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter.
Scooter. Get that to Bert.
Congratulations. It's you. Hi. You're the Swiftie. It's you.
I take my responsibility very, very seriously tonight.
Speech!
Very seriously.
Speech!
I just hope that I can live up to the standards that Swifties and you have provided for all of us civilians the last couple of years. I take my job seriously.
Every Swiftie has an album that launched their Swiftie obsession, and I think TS12 is the one for you.
I'm ready.
It's the Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Babe, wake up. A New Heights podcast clip with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce just dropped. There's a new teaser for the New Heights podcast that is coming out tonight, again at 7 p.m., where Taylor is going to be talking all things TS12, The Life of a Showgirl, her upcoming album. And in it, you can see just how self-aware she is that maybe the general audience of the normal New Heights listeners may not be as excited as the Swifties are.
Welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast.
Sure.
And
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
At least she's being self-aware about it. But it's really cool to see this entire promo come out because Travis Kelce also just did this huge spread with GQ. Maybe a more unconventional GQ model, because normally I feel like they're looking for that like waxed washboard ab look. And then you see Travis Kelce on these things called a flyboard, which is basically something that helps him levitate on water using like these hydro boots. And he's levitating above the Everglades or something, wearing nothing but boxer shorts and a puffer vest and a lot of hair on his chest. And you know what I just found out about this cover shoot that made my jaw drop to the floor? Kristen, who is our favorite style icon that every time the Met comes around, who do we get excited to see?
Zendaya.
Who styles Zendaya?
LaRoche.
Yeah. He styled Travis Kelce for the GQ cover.
I love it!
Who's LaRoche?
So LaRoche is Zendaya's stylist. And Zendaya, to me, is the pinnacle of fashion. To me, she is the style icon that when people look back on the 2020s, they will take photos of Zendaya and go, her. She first of all, she's beautiful, but the way LaRoche just styled her, it's iconic. He always puts her in these specific Louboutins, the socates that are very hard to walk in, but she looks amazing in them, and all of her outfits just always go so perfectly with her press tours.
And the outfit doesn't wear her. She wears the outfit. Like, her presence on a red carpet and whatever she is wearing, like, of all the celebrity closets that I envy, hers is at the top of the list.
And this guy's name is The Roach?
LaRoche.
Like La Roach?
La.
Like The Roach?
L-A-W Roach. La Roach. And he is the one that is behind this new GQ cover shoot. So when you see, these are some interesting fashion choices, it is none other than the guy who is also styling Zendaya.
Huh. I would not have pegged La Roach for that cover out, like cover in that photo shoot.
The Roach is very talented.
It's Law, LaWROACH, Law Roach.
Do we want to talk about this Jennifer Aniston story?
Please, because she looks stunning on this cover and the videos that they are sharing. She's just so freaking likable.
Okay, yeah. So this is an unpopular opinion. I've never really felt like Jennifer Aniston was very attractive.
Well, we don't need that opinion. Sometimes men should stay quiet.
All right.
You're stupid.
I mean, but you said that she looks beautiful. And,
she does.
And yeah, I just...
Did you see Horrible Bosses?
I think
Meet the Millers?
She was hot in
here. See?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See?
I take that back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take it back.
Yeah, and she was married to Brad Pitt, who I feel like is the male beauty standard of, like, the 1990s and the early 2000s movies. I mean, he's still one of the hottest men ever.
But you know how they're all... Usually, every generation has somebody that's the beauty of the generation.
Yes. See, that's how I feel about Zendaya. Okay. Brad Pitt is the Zendaya of men.
I just never felt that way about Jennifer Aniston. When all my friends were like, oh my God! Oh, we can see her nipples!
Yeah. Nipplegate was a thing.
What the heck?
Yeah, they were,
Yeah, anyway, Jennifer Aniston is opening up about the mid-2000s tabloid storm with her split from Brad Pitt, obviously because he and Angelina Jolie met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it was a thing, and Brangelina was born. She told Vanity Fair that it felt like her entire life had turned into a soap opera for the public. People were glued to every headline. She admitted that she took it very personally at the time, and that the nonstop coverage was pretty brutal.
I bet.
And she eventually had to, quote, pick herself up by the bootstraps and keep going. Now she can look back with more perspective and says she jokes a lot with Gwyneth Paltrow, who is another one of Brad's exes, about it, and says that their chats these days are more about wellness and goop than old drama. So good for her. I'm glad she's moving on past it. Ready for more stories? Head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.